Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the starting 11 prediction show ahead of the Merseyside derby. Yes, Liverpool picked a short trip over to Goodison Park on Saturday afternoon to face Everton in the first derby of the season. Stay here to guide you through the 11 that I think Jurgen Klopp is going to pick for this game and the subs bench as well. And we'll have a good old chinwag about whether we think that's right, whether we think it's wrong. For those of you who are joining on Twitter, do click the link in the description and come and join us over on YouTube. If you're in YouTube, do us a favour and use the live chat below. Get involved, get interacting with the show. That's kind of what we want. Otherwise, I'm just a man talking to a camera on his own in a room. I want you guys to get involved. So, without further ado, let's crack on with the 11. I think Jürgen's going to pick for this game. We've got Ali in goal, no surprises there. I personally, I've done the build-up show with Steve and Dan, and I said I think Kostas maybe would be involved. Dan thinks he will be, Steve wasn't sure, but I think he's going to go with Robertson overall. So I think Andy Robertson starts this one, alongside Virgil van Dijk. I think Joe Gomez, there's talk about Joel Matip, and I understand he's back fit and firing. I've got a sneaky feeling Matip's going to play in Napoli, so I think Gomez is going to start again in the derby, with Trent making up the back four. So yeah, basically, the same goalkeeper and back four that started the game against Newcastle on Wednesday evening. Moving into midfield. In fact, let's go with this. Daniel Butzi, I'll do that first. Daniel Butzi says Kostas has to start. I don't think he has to start. I get it. I think Robertson, I think people are a little bit underwhelmed. I think he's been okay. I think he's been average. Sometimes it's just a shiny new toy. I think Kostas has been good when he comes on as well. So I wouldn't be adverse to it if Robbo needs a rest, maybe. But I don't think he has to start. But I wouldn't be shocked if he did, if truth be told. Moving into midfield. Let's start with Fab in the DM role. Obviously, Jordan Henderson's got his hamstring injury, so he's not available at the moment. Looks like, again, we haven't heard from Jürgen at time recording in terms of the press conference, but I'm guessing Hendo's likely for a spell on the sidelines. Here's the star boy, Harvey Elliott, and I think Jürgen's going to pick James Milner on the other side of the midfield. So, yeah, I think he's going to go for a midfield three of Fabinho, Milner, Elliott. Again, I would pick Fabio Carvalho. I'd go a little bit more attacking. I'd go Fab, Carvalho and Elliott. But I don't think Jürgen will do that. Jürgen is actually, he's quite risk averse. He tends to err on the side of caution in terms of his 11s and then use his bench if he wants to go a little bit more attacking. I personally would try and ride that crest of a wave. But again, I understand that Derby away from home, he'll probably want James Milner in there. So I think that's exactly what he's going to do. Luis Diaz and Mo Salah. Again, Darwin Nunes is back fit and available, but I've got a sneaky feeling we won't see him start. I think the manager's going to stick with Bobby Firmino. Personally, like I said earlier, I would start Nunes. I would start Carvalho and Nunes, so I would make two changes to this, but this isn't what Steve do. This is what I think Jürgen's going to do. Bob says Matip will start and Gomez will be on the bench as cover for Trent. I wouldn't say that is certain. Again, I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't think I would speak, Bob, as certain as you have there. I've got a feeling he might go Gomez again, like I say, with Matip coming in Naples. Daniel said, I'd agree. I think he'll be Firmino up front. Thank you very much. Will the new midfielder, if we get one, start and do a Virgil and score the winner on his debut against Everton, says John Lee, David Blackshaw. Well, our new midfielder, if he signs, at time recording, Arthur isn't a Liverpool player, so I don't want to tempt fate, but if he does become one, then again, he might be on the bench and we'll see how it goes from there. Let's have a little look. W. Welty, I think you've hit the nail on the head. Thank you very much, yes. That's nice of you to say. Let me lean over here and get me subs. Let's have a little gander. So my bench, two goalies, because that's the thing these days, isn't it? We've got no players left, so we're picking two goalies. So there's Davies and there's Adrian. Joel Matip, who we spoke about earlier, who you can see there. Kostas Tsimikas, who we've also spoken about. Nat Phillips, another defender. There's Curtis Jones on the bench in midweek. I'm guessing he'll be there again. Darwin Nunes and Starboy Fabio Carvalho. And then finally, I am guessing this is the ultimate prediction of predictions. I am about to predict a player to be on Liverpool's bench who, at the time of recording, isn't even a Liverpool player. So Arthur, there's him there. We've got Adrian, Davies, Matip, Phillips, Jones, Nunes, Carvalho, and there's Arthur on the bench as well. I've got a sneaky feeling that that's going to be the case. There are options, and I'm sure a couple of you there mentioning who could play in midfield. It could be Jones. It could be Curtis Jones instead of James Milner if Jürgen wants to go attacking, but maybe a bit more physicality. Curtis is a little bit bigger than Carvalho. Or, of course, the other option is the star boy, and which is where I think I'd do it. I understand maybe it's easy for me to stand here and say, yeah, Carvalho and Elliott and just go for broke against Everton. But again, I'm not the manager. I don't live or die by the results. So therefore, I just don't see it happening, to be perfectly honest with you. Again, just as I move around the board, the only other option, like I say, I also would go Darwin Nunes. I'd love you guys to let me know in the comments section. Jota should make the bench. I know loads of people are talking about Jota. Is he going to be, if he is fit and available, at time recording, I haven't really got any information on Jota. Have I got a card for him? Let's have a look. I do. Here he is. He doesn't have a magnet on him, though. No. I think I took him off for Arthur before. But yeah, if Jota is fit and available, of course, he'll get himself on the bench. Probably ahead of Nat Phillips. Oh, no, in fact, no. Two goalies. Let's get rid of Harvey Davies and we'll put Jota on the bench if Jota is fit and available again. I haven't got that information at time recording. If Jota's fit and available, like I say, you guys all in the comments section, let me know. He will obviously be on that bench. Would you guys go Nunes or Firmino? I'd love to know if you let me go in the comments section.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
action. No Nunes, says Callum, if he can't handle being wound up by Palace, the Ev will eat him alive. Yeah, I get it. Hopefully he's learned a lesson. Every single defender in the Premier League is going to be in Darwin Nunez's ear all the time, chirp, 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 chirping away, hoping to get a reaction. They used to do it to Luis Suarez, and occasionally he would bite back. I mean, literally bite back. But I am worried about it. But again, you can't go into the game thinking, I can't pick me record sign and striker in case he gets wound up. He's going to get wound up. He's going to have to learn to deal with it. Klopp will ease Nunes in after the red card, says Steve, and I tend to agree. I wouldn't be shocked if Darwin starts in the Champions League on Tuesday or sorry, Wednesday, a competition he's very, very familiar with. I've got a sense and feeling that he'll do there. The only other option, of course, is this geezer here, it's Arthur. So is he going to be a Liverpool player by the time the game kicks off? Who knows? Is he going to be registered by the time the game kicks off? I don't know. I can't imagine that. Imagine he just goes in straight away and just goes absolute centre mids. That would be mad. I know loads of people have been asking in the comments section, is Arthur fit? Yes. By all accounts, the talk that he isn't fit are untrue. Liverpool believe that he is fine and fit and available, obviously. The DLA, he isn't even signed yet. He doesn't even play for us. But if he can be signed and he can have a medical and blah, 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 and be registered in time, I do expect the fact that I don't think he starts. I think that would be crazy. That's a very fun-looking midfield, isn't it? I've got a feeling we will see him on the bench, especially in light of Jordan Henderson's injury. Jota hopefully is back fit. It'll be a huge boost. If Jota, even if you can get 15 minutes of Jota, if the fitness staff say to Jürgen, he can't play a whole game, he can't even do a half, but he might be able to give you 10, 15. You definitely have him on the bench. You take Harvey Davies off the bench, you put Jota in there, and if you're desperately chasing a goal at the end of the game, you've got an option. Because at the moment, in terms of wide players, really, Liverpool haven't got a sub to make. Curtis can go out there, Carvalho maybe can go out there, but more often than not, they look like they want to be central players as well. If Jota's on the bench, obviously, he can go out there. Darwin Nunes can come in the centre forward. So, Liverpool are starting to get their players back fit and available. Unfortunately, like I say, the injury to Jordan Henderson complicates things. Just as we're starting to get players back, we lose another one. Apparently, we're not too far away from Thiago as well. Maybe Calvin Ramsey, the forgotten player. But yeah, that is the 11 that I think Jürgen's going to pick. I say Ali, Robbo, Virgil, Gomez and Trent. We've got Fab, we've got Millie and we've got Elliot, Diaz, Bobby and Salah up front. Adrian, Davies, Matip, Costas, Phillips, Carvalho, Nunes, Jones and Arthur. And like I say, the caveat is, if Diogo Jota's fit, then I think he gets on the bench and Harvey Davies comes in. Right then, Bear says, hardly any changes, Steve, despite us being dodgy again last night. Again, this is the team I think he's going to pick. I would make more changes, because I agree. I don't think Liverpool were that great until the subs come on. I would definitely be starting Fabio Carvalho in midfield. I think after this amount of time, we've all got a good sense of the type of players Jürgen likes to pick him with in certain types of games. And without Henderson on the pitch in the derby, I think he's going to want James Milner. I think he would always want one of those two on. Again, I might be wrong, and he might have more faith in Elliot and Carvalho in midfield than maybe we suggest, or even Jones. But for me, yeah, I'm pretty certain he's going to go for Milner. Colby said we definitely need more flair in the midfield. We've never been a team who has that much flair in midfield. I don't know where that's come from, really. It's always been Fab, Henderson and Milner, two of those three, or Gini Wijnaldum when he was here, with a Thiago, or with a Jones, or with a Naby. Sometimes, like I say, he has gone Thiago and Keita together, and it's worked really well as a pressing unit. But Naby's not fit and available, and Thiago's not fit and available, so you've got to work with what you've got. The injuries are a thing still. We're still waiting for those players to come back. And I don't think need more flair. It's like, there's a balance. Can you get a flair player, physicality, all that kind of stuff? There's a balance to be had, which is why I think Jürgen's going to go for that way. Daniel, yeah, what we need to do is not concede first. Yeah, well, it's been far too often that Liverpool let the first goal in, so hopefully these lot are right. And then the next one, Bert. Is Salah undroppable? He's been constantly average. Maybe he needs a kick up the bum, a super sub perhaps. Is he undroppable? No player is undroppable, but I think of all Liverpool's problems this season, Mo Salah's pretty low down the list. He's still got goals, he's still got assists. He got two assists last night at time recording. Obviously, one just bounces off his back. But the one to Firmino is a real assist. So I don't think Salah's on his peak form, I would agree. But of all Liverpool's issues so far this season, I don't think Mo Salah is anywhere near the top of that list, personally. Thomas said, I'd drop Trent and put Milner at right back. Trent's been shite, fair enough. And I'd play Tsimikas over Robbo too, because he's been poor as well. It's just not going to happen. There's no way he's going to... With Liverpool having midfield injuries, I think the last thing he's going to do is move Milner there and lose another midfield player. I think Trent's been below par a lot this season, other than Bournemouth. I don't think he has been at his best. I'd probably say the same for Robertson. But no, I don't think at the moment in time. Maybe if Matty... What is more likely, if he was going to leave Trent out, would to be put Matip in and put Gomez at right back. But again, I just don't see that happening. Yeah, Mika says the bench is starting to look a lot better. It is, and like I say, soon enough, you can add Jota on there, get rid of the two goalies, they're not going to be needed. Thiago in there, maybe, obviously, ahead of maybe Nat Phillips. Then you're looking at, obviously, like Naby Keita is due to come back. Henderson's out at the moment. Obviously, Kevin Kelleher, I'm looking at my board down there as well. Maybe not too far away. So things are starting to turn around for the Reds. But yeah, as it stands, my bench has actually got a player who doesn't actually play for the Reds at the moment. But hopefully he will soon enough. Right then, yeah, going to round up there. So that is the 11 I think Jürgen's going to pick. If you're not watching this live, use the comment section below and let me know who you think Jürgen's going to select. If you're listening to this as a podcast, get in touch via the socials. We're on Twitter at RedmenTV. We're on Insta, we're on Facebook as well. Get us involved and let us know the 11 you think Jürgen's going to pick for that game. Speaking of that game then, in terms of extra content, in terms of the build-up to the derby, on the YouTube channel right now is that match build-up show. I sat down with Steve and Dan to talk all about the derby. Over on Red Men Plus, you've got the opposition preview. Paul and Baz from Toffee TV had a good old chinwag about the Reds and the Blues as well. And obviously, at time recording, we're still waiting on the Arthur news. So keep an eye out on the YouTube channel for that. If anything breaks over the next couple of hours, we'll be here live to react to it as best as we can. And then at the weekend, make sure you join us for the watch along. First time ever, it's going to be me and Steve Plunk in. Yeah, Chris and Paul are planning to be at the game, so we'll be having content from Goodison Park, and I'll be in the studio with Steve to do the watch along, to talk through all of the game. It's going to be an absolute belter. If you've never joined us before for a watch along, I suggest that you try it. Get on the TV, press mute. Don't have to listen to them commentating. Sync up with us and we'll commentate for you, and we will go mad when Liverpool score. Again, check out the socials if you haven't seen the reactions to the Newcastle win last night, including Errol going very, very, very aggressive at one point. It was really fun. Right then, I'm going to sign off. So like I say, thank you so much for watching or listening to this show. Keep an eye out on Redmen YouTube and redmenplus.com. We've got you covered for every single bit of Liverpool content you could need, whether it be transfers, games, rumours, debates, everything. We've got you covered on both of those channels. So yeah, thanks very much, and I will catch you all next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.